He said, I want my children in this hour to enjoy my best. He says many things that's still in store that my children hadn't called for. They just saw the muddied plunder around through life, trying to figure out do the best they could. He said, but best things I have in store is for you to enjoy as you do my will. Hallelujah. As you do my will, it's for you to enjoy. He says, I never called any of my children to struggle, but I did call them to live in victory, to walk by faith. So when you do, he said, when you receive my correction and follow my instruction, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. See, his wisdom is available to every one of his children. Happy is the man that findeth what? Wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it, come on. All right. There we go. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of what? And the gang thereof and fine gold. In so many times I'm thinking we think silver and gold is more important than anything else. But the merchandise of wisdom is far beyond silver and gold. She is more precious than rubies, or the thing that thou canst desire, not to be compared unto her. Length of days in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. See? Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her path are peace. She's a tree of life to those that lay hold upon her. Happy, 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 happy is the one that retaineth her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think that verse 18, that it. Amen. 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 James said these words. James 1:21-2. Talking about instruction. Talking about correction. Then direction. We'll go in detail across the year. But I just want you to hear. If you can't be corrected, it's hard for you to follow direction. Amen. Amen. So James said these words, James 1:22. He said, Wherefore lay aside all what? Because see, we're talking about correction. Lay aside all filthiness and superfluence and naughtiness, and receive with meekness what? The engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. See, most people think when they got born again, the soul got saved. You got born again. You have to save your own soul. And this is why he wants you to receive the word, so your soul won't fight you or cause you problem. When the word out of your spirit rise up to speak to you, if you don't save your soul, renew your mind, it will give you problem. You'll be in your head. You're still walking in the spirit. And this word is able to save your soul. And that's why Jesus said, that be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good that acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? Amen. So he said, which is able to save your soul. That's why I stopped there. But be ye what? Doers of the word and not hearers only. Doing what? Deceiving your own self. See, hear it and then don't do it. You deceive yourself. Let that word, that engrafted word, which is able to rescue, save, deliver your soul from this corrupt world, this corrupt thinking, and this corrupt talking, and this ungodly action, laying aside, getting rid of, that you don't run your mouth and talk the wrong thing, but you speak the truth. You speak the truth. And that truth will cause you to rise above the circumstances that's trying to pull you down, and it will cause you to prosper in every area of your life. I'm about to read something else, and I want y'all to listen to this. And I'm about done, but I want you to listen. Hallelujah. First Peter 1:25. This is the New King James. You can follow me on the screen. They can get it up. First Peter 1:25. He said, but the word of the Lord endures forever. How long? Let's just stop for a moment there. The word of the Lord endures how long? Forever. Who is the word? Jesus. And Jesus said, Paul wrote, and Jesus said who he is, and Paul wrote, said Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and for what? Forever. All right. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing what? Good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, right? So the word of the Lord is right. I want you to catch this because this is something. It will help you when the enemy comes to try to threaten you or bring fear in your life and make you feel like you don't qualify. I may have time to turn and read that verse, but I need to say this here. And this is the thing you check out. Check yourself out with, or check. Make sure you check yourself that these things are not a part of your life. Okay? So watch it. He said, the word of the Lord is right. It endures forever.